So at the moment, there's Letterkenny is the third largest town in the Republic without any plan for rail. The largest is Swords, and the plan is to connect that to Metrolink by 2035. And then there's just in the last week or so been an announcement to connect the second largest town without rail, which is Navan in County Meath. So that will now be connected by extending up the railway line that currently runs from Dublin Docklands up to the M3 Parkway. That will continue on for 40 kilometres up to Navan. And that will also be done by about 2035. And that means that as things stand at the moment, Letterkenny is the largest town in the southern state without any plan to connect it by rail. And within the next decade, it will become the largest town without any rail, full stop.
And there's a need in Letterkenny, and not only Letterkenny, but everywhere that surrounds it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, anybody who lives and who knows Letterkenny will understand the congestion the town has. It's really surprising. Letterkenny has the levels of congestion you would expect to find in a town that was two or three times larger than it. Letterkenny has worse congestion than Derry City. I can guarantee you that as a Derry man who regularly visits Letterkenny. And that's because there's so little alternative options for people to get in, around and through Donegal than to do so by private vehicle. The buses are not very good and there's no rail. On top of that, we know that Derry, Letterkenny and Strabane are combined in what's called the Northwest City Region, and they're working very closely economically. We know that Alton McGilvan Hospital in Derry is the nominated cancer centre for County Donegal. And we know that ATU University in Letterkenny and Ulster University in Derry are both fast-growing institutions that are bringing lots of people to this region. And in particular, the Dublin government is funding some places for students from the Republic to study in McGee to do nursing and medicine. So there's lots of reasons why we have this great interconnectivity between Letterkenny and Derry, and it is the place on the entire border where most people cross every single day. Well over a third of all cross-border journeys on the island happen between Donegal and Derry every single day, and that's why it's so important that people are given an option to make those journeys in a way other than just by car, because otherwise we just are not going to tackle the congestion problems and the connectivity problems that Letterkenny and Donegal faces.
Do the developments that you see elsewhere, is this giving you hope that Donegal will be next, or is it a case of an example where Donegal once again has been pushed to the side?
Well, the good news is that the All Island Rail Review, which was launched in the summer, it says that Letterkenny should have its rail back. So that is now accepted by government north and south that Letterkenny should have rail. Then it becomes a question of when. The plan in the All Island Rail Review is to restore rail to Letterkenny after the route between Derry and Portadown has been reopened. That would allow trains to run directly from Donegal all the way down to Dublin and around to Belfast. The problem of waiting for Derry-Portadown to happen is you're talking 2040, even 2050, before that happens. So another generation will be condemned to grow up in a Donegal without any access to rail if that plan is followed. The good news is there's an alternative approach. We know that the government in Dublin has over £14 billion in a pot that they've said they're only going to spend on infrastructure. So we're saying a small amount of that money should be spent restoring rail to Letterkenny and doing so by 2035 so that the city doesn't get the title of being the worst connected large town in Ireland.